Hey guys, and welcome to today's podcast. This is episode one of the Daily Inspiration. Today, I thought I would talk you through the questions I got asked over on my Instagram, and I would give you an insight on like the podcast that I'm going to be doing. So firstly, I want to say that there'll be a blog post up every Wednesday and a podcast post up every Sunday. Oh my goodness, that was a mouthful. So that's that done. That is all I wanted to say in the insight bit. Now, I really thought that I should lead you through my personality as well. My personality is very bubbly and very crazy. I'm a very crazy person. I get distracted very easily. So say if there was like a bird flying across my window, I would like say, oh my god, there's a bird, and my neighbour is staring at me right now. See, I told you. It's funny though. But, oh, there's my dad. Oh, hi, Dad. Don't stare at me, please. I'm literally sitting in my window and I am filming this podcast. It's a bit different to blogging because I'm normally typing away on a computer. But you know what? I'm going to give it a go and I'm going to give it all I've got. And I'm just going to see how it goes and see how much you guys like it. I don't know if you're going to like it or not. So please let me know your thoughts on this podcast. The main idea of this podcast is to bring a daily little bit of daily inspiration into your life. It's kind of good for me as well, because when I'm going through something that I don't particularly like to talk about, I will look back on these and I will listen to my own words and listen to my own thoughts as well. So let's just get on to the question part of this podcast. I got loads of questions on my Instagram about like me and what people want to know really, and I had to pick a couple because I couldn't really answer all of them, and I'm so sorry if your question is not answered in this podcast. I will put another question thing up on my Instagram and you can just ask more, so then I'll do another one of these like later on in the year. And oh my god, I had the whole future of this. Wow, that is so weird. Okay, so question number one. This question, I'm not going to say who it's from because I don't want them to get embarrassed or anything. So question number one is, how am I so positive, or how do I stay so positive? This is a very common question. It really is. I get asked this even when I'm walking around at school, where like people will stop me and go, how do you stay so positive and how are you so happy? I'm just like, I can't answer that in 3 minutes. It has to be in like 5 minutes, lovely. I'm really sorry, but I can't. So this is why I'm creating this, so I can just talk to you all out there and I can make this very clear. I guess it all started back in 2018. That is last year, wow. When I went through a time in my life where I was quite negative and I was quite self-doubtive. Is that even a word? I was doubting myself a lot. That's not the way to put it. And I just didn't know what to do. And that all changed in September of 2018. That was like 5 months ago. No, it couldn't have been five. It must have been 7 months ago. So I kind of had to change a lot of things for me to become the person who I am today. And I knew it was going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of encouragement and a lot of determination for me to actually do it. And it was hard. It was hard. And it took loads of time. It took about 2 months for me to become positive and happier and just the person who I am today, really. So firstly, I kind of changed my mindset. My mindset was very negative and very self-doubting, as I said. And I immediately wanted a change in that. I didn't want to be the person who was very negative. I wanted to be the person who was positive and happy and always got a smile on her face. That's who I really inspired to be. Now, I read a lot of blogs. In this time, I read Kaylee Nicholson's blog. If you haven't like seen her, you should really go and check her out. She's actually so good, and she helped me. She really helped me through this time. I also kind of changed the way I saw people. I kind of I kind of was quite judgmental to people. I didn't want to be that person who judged a lot of people. I wanted to be the person who saw everyone equally and treated people with respect and kindness. And that's kind of what I do now, really. I don't know if I do it or not, but let me know if I do. That's kind of what I do, and it makes me happy to make people happy. So, yeah, that's kind of how I kind of started off, really. And then I just kind of went with the flow. I did what I wanted to do. I just was myself, really, and I didn't really care what anyone else thought. I guess it kind of changed a lot of people. It changed my family, because my family saw me as a negative person, and now they see me as a blogger. And it's weird, because when I speak to my mum about my blogging, she's like, oh my god, you're so successful. And I was like, mum, I'm really not, like, not many people read it. And she was like, how many people read it? I'm like, over 700. And she was like, wow. And I was like, I know, it's so crazy. I never thought in a million years that 700 people would read my blog. It's crazy. I seriously only thought that only like 5 people would read my blog, but no, that's not the case. But yeah, that's kind of where I set off, really, and I've kind of just carried on with them, with the mindset and watching Kaylee Nicholson and stuff. So, but she is really, really amazing. Oh my god, that was funny. She really does inspire me a lot, and that's where I get most of my ideas and my craziness from, really. So, question number 2. Is how I began writing. Wow. So I began writing just after Christmas last year. I think it was the 28th of December. And I thought that I would extend my positivity and into a blog, basically. I have always had a passion for writing since I was like a youngster. And I've never used that phrase before. But it's weird because I never thought that I would actually become a blogger and become what I wanted to be, but it's really crazy, and it's nice just to look back and think, I did it. I wrote loads of blogs and I'm getting good views. It's not all about the views though, it's just about making people happy, and that's what I like. I love seeing people smile and people like being themselves and standing up for themselves as well. That is so, so, so important. I think I will probably do a podcast on how to stand up for yourself and how to get through the tough times and stuff, if you guys would like that. But it's completely up to you. I don't even know if I'm going to carry this on, because it's weird. I'm used to typing and not to speaking into a microphone or something. So yeah, I began writing, as I said, December of last year, and I just went with the flow. And yeah, that's kind of it, really. I can't really remember anything because it was just ages ago. But just go with the flow. And if you do want to become a writer, it does take up most of your time. Like, I spend an hour and a half blogging my blog post, and every Sunday I spend 2 hours planning my blog post and what I'm going to put in it and what I'm going to like do and when I'm going to post it and stuff. And that's going to probably take up most of my time now I'm doing this podcast, but I have to balance it with schoolwork and obviously free time for myself. So I mean, it's kind of good because I enjoy it, and it's good when you enjoy something and you love to do it and you love to make people happy. So that's kind of how I began writing, really. It's very, very weird. It's weird looking back and thinking, whoa, like 7 months ago, people didn't even know who I was. And now when I walk around school, people's like, hi, Emma. And I go, hi, I don't know you, but you obviously know me. So that's kind of where it all began, really. And I actually love blogging. I love writing. And yeah. So the next question is, has social media ever caused a problem in your life? Yes. Yes, it has. It really has. I think it was January January to July, I would say, I had a really bad time on social media. I mean, I wouldn't say I suffered from cyberbullying. It was just that I suffered from mean comments, let's say. And social media is a lovely thing. We all love it. Let's just admit it. And I personally have grown to dislike it a tiny bit because it's so dangerous and it's so damaging to people's lives. But on the other hand, it is a really good tool to stay in contact and to share your thoughts and feelings on things. And it's also good for me because I get to like give people an insight on my life and give people that daily inspiration stuff. But then there's the other side of me which really does not like it. Social media is a very toxic tool that once you use it, it becomes very addictive and you can't get away from it. I personally suffered from it, as I said, January to July of last year. Now, I came off social media for like a week or so, just to see how it was and to see how I would survive. That is such a weird saying, but how I would survive without it, because social media is such a good thing and is such an addictive tool. And once you step away from it, it is very hard to step away from it. And people say, oh yeah, I'm logging off now. I'm like staying off social media for like 2 weeks or so. Yeah, that's not the case. Because once you start using social media or using Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, it will become addictive and you will not want to put your phone down because those apps are used or are made to keep you interested and keep you connected to your phone. And in my opinion, it is very, very bad for you. I try to stay off social media as much as I can. I don't go on it that often. I go on it, maybe 4 hours on my phone per day. I don't go on my phone that much because I know it's going to cause a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety to myself. And I really want to just concentrate on my life away from social media. I will only go on social media if I need to or if it's urgent or something like that, because I know that it's a very addictive tool and people are living with a social media crisis, and it's not nice, I guess. It's not nice that people can hide behind a screen and type horrible messages to people. There's really no need for it. Like, you would not like that to be done to you, would you? And that's kind of the thing that I want to get across to people, is that you should treat people how you want to be treated. The way that social media works for me is that I only go on it in the morning when I've had my breakfast and I do my journaling. That's when I go on social media for 10 minutes in the morning and then I get ready. At night, it's kind of, I turn my phone off at 7 p.m. and I go on it the following morning at 7:30. So, I mean, it's kind of, for me, it's normal for me to just stay off my phone. It's normal for me. Like, people these days in our generation are so attached to their phone and there's no need for it. Like, if I take your phone away from you, you are not going to die. It's not the end of the world if you have a day off social media. Trust me, it will do you good. I have many days off my phone now because I am so addicted to social media and It just gets so stressful, and I always try and keep my life away. I separate my life into two bits, social and just my life at home and at school, and yeah. So I separate my life from social media when I need to. Say if I'm feeling quite stressful, I will move away from my phone and I will not go on my phone, because social media does cause stress and nobody wants that in their life. So the experience that I've gone through with social media is that if something does feel wrong and if something does feel like it's not meant to feel, then come off it and make sure that your accounts are suitable for your like age group. Like, personally, I always think when I post a picture, would I like this picture on a dashboard in London for everyone to see? Would I like it there or would I not? And if not, then I won't post it. If I do want it there, then I will post it. So that's kind of my way of going around social media. But yeah, just be very, very careful. And if you have any more questions on that, then please feel free to ask. Number three or four? I don't know what question we're on. I think it's number four. So question number four is, how do I stay so tough? Now, I think this person means by tough is like quite strong and quite, I don't know, just quite happy in the negative times. People look at me and think that I'm happy and I don't have anything going like wrong in my life, when really that's not the case. I am one to hide my feelings because I want people to feel happiness when I want people to feel happy when they see someone smiling or when they see someone being happy. I don't want someone to look at me and think, oh my god, she's not happy, what's wrong with her? Yeah, that's weird, because it's okay to cry sometimes. I cry a lot. I cry, well, I'm a very sensitive person, so when someone says something about my personality or my body or anything like that, then I will cry. Because it hurts me that people could say them things about me, and that they can say it to other people as well. And it's just not right. There's no need to be horrible to someone. There's no need to, like, show off in front of your mates and bully someone about their personality and their body. There's no need for it. No matter how popular you are, or how, I don't know, how many friends you have, there's really no need to be horrible to somebody. They might be going through something you haven't even heard of. And from experiences, people just think, I don't know, people think I'm happy all the time. Well, that's really not the case. I'm happy at school, I'm happy at home, but sometimes I do want to cry. And we all have them days where we want to cry and we want to feel upset, but that's all okay. It really, really is okay. I thought that because I'm so happy and because I'm so happy all the time, that I couldn't cry about something really stupid. But really, it's okay to cry sometimes. It really, really is. You can cry and you can laugh when you're crying like I do. I make fun of my crying because I cry really weird. So when I cry and it's a really stupid situation, I will laugh. I will go, oh my god, this is so stupid, why am I crying? Because that's the kind of person I am. But the message that I want to get through in this podcast today is that it's okay to, one, be yourself, and two, cry. Crying is a natural part of our human life. We cry, we laugh, we get mad, we make memories. It's all part of the human life. It's the life that we, oh my god, my brother just kicked the ball over the fence. That's great. It's all part of the life that we accepted and that we agreed to live. Now, if you want to waste time on being upset, then you can do that. But trust me, in the next 2 years or so, you will look back on that time and you think, why did I waste time being upset? Why did I do it? Because it wasn't worth it. If someone's horrible to you, just laugh. Just laugh and walk away. Because really, they do not matter. They do not matter in your life. You don't need negativity in your life. You need positivity. And the reason I think that I laugh when I'm crying and when I laugh at stupid things is because I really don't care. I really don't care what people think of me. I don't care what their opinions are of me, because I know their opinions do not matter. The opinions of my loved ones and the opinions of my friends matter, because they are loyal and they are my friends and my family. People who just don't even ask if you're okay when you're crying, they don't matter. People who do ask if you're okay, they matter. You have to know just the difference between negative people and positive people. And that will make your life so much easier. Okay, so the final question is, will you still be doing blogs? That answer is easy. Of course I'll still be doing my blogs. I love blogging. I love sitting and talking to you guys. I think I might do a live in a minute. Actually, no, I won't. I mean, I won't ever stop my blogging because it's so important and so special to me. And I don't like to let people down because so many people read my blogs. And I don't want to let them down and stop reading my blogs. So, yes, of course, I will continue blogging. But as I said, if the blogs do lack of the views and if they do lack, I don't even know anymore, but if they do start lacking, then I will stop the podcast and I will focus and continue on my blog. So I think that ends today's podcast. Thank you for listening today. There'll be a podcast up next week and I think it will be about wasting time. That's going to be a very long topic. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Have a lovely rest of your day. I love you all so much. Bye.